Joining us for her monthly report is U.S. Congresswoman Harriet Hageman today. Good morning, Congresswoman. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing great as always. And as always, appreciate you taking time to chat with us this morning. A number of items to talk about. Let's start with Brian Nesbitt, of course, the former director of the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. The Senate officially have confirmed him as the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And you and I have talked about grizzly bear management in the past. You had a bill related to that. And it just seems like maybe this has the potential to continue to push delisting of the grizzly bear down the path.
Boy, I sure hope so. I'm pretty excited, obviously. He's well qualified for this position. He's going to represent the United States well. He's going to carry out his obligations as director of the Fish and Wildlife Service. But from the standpoint of Wyoming, he really truly understands our issues in great detail. And I think we're going to be able to move forward with some important initiatives.
And we'll see how everything goes. You had, if I remember correctly, you did have a piece of legislation regarding grizzly bear management. Remind us what that was.
I still do.
Okay, remind us what that is and where it is.
I'm still trying to get them delisted from the standpoint of a bill, and we're trying to do it a variety of ways, including doing it with the appropriations process as well as the standalone bills. But one of the first things I intend to do when I get back to D.C. after our August break is to get a hold of Brian and sit down and see what we can do to move forward with that delisting.
Congresswoman Harriet Hageman on the weekday wake up this morning. Congresswoman, another bill that you had talked about in some recent communication was Highway Funding Transferability Improvement Act. Tell us what this is.
Well, I'm just trying to provide more flexibility for our departments of transportation to put their funds where they need them the most. Right now, they can move about 50% of their federal funds or some of their federal funds to different projects. I want to increase that to 75%. You never know when you're going to have an emergency like what we had on Highway 22 near Jackson or some of the other catastrophic failures that you can have. And I just want to make sure that our states are able to actually maintain and build our highways in the most efficient way possible.
Of course, coal mining, such a big part of Wyoming and the coal that's supplied across the nation. There's been some news recently in expanding coal mines in other parts of the state outside of where we're at in Lincoln County right now. Maybe touch on that and what you're seeing with coal from a national standpoint.
A couple of things. With the reconciliation package and the reduction of the royalty rates to pre-COVID levels or pre-IRA levels, we have one coal company in Wyoming. They said it'll save them $15 million just in the remainder of this year. That's money that they can reinvest into the company itself, as well as employees and training and all of those things. In addition to which, we just saw where there is one of our coal companies is going to be able to get, they got a permit approved by the federal government to expand their operations. You know, it can take 15, 20 years to get those permits approved. So it's pretty exciting when we get one that allows us to continue operating. It provides stability and certainty in the industry, and it provides a certainty to the state of Wyoming in terms of knowing what kind of royalty payments will be coming into the state coffers in the long term.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of energy, natural resources and energy production, President Trump making some comments regarding solar and wind energy. Kind of what's your take on the all of the above energy approach, and where do you see maybe Washington, D.C. going forward with following those statements from the president?
I want to focus on the energy that is the energy, affordable and reliable energy. I don't tend to talk about it all of the above approach because I think that that's just shorthand for buying into the entire global warming nonsense. The reality is that so many of the predictions that have been made over the years were more about control and dictating what we can do, more of a form of Marxism than actually caring about the environment. I want to make sure that we're looking at those kinds of energies that are efficient. You know, I just was at the uranium symposium this week, coal, oil, and gas. I want to make sure that we're doing what is the very best for the citizens of America, making sure that they can have access to affordable, reliable energy. Wind and solar don't meet those metrics.
Congresswoman Harriet Hageman this morning on the weekday wake-up. Congresswoman, let's go to the southern border, and it's been a while since you and I have had the chance to talk about illegal immigration and how things have maybe give us an update on what you're being told and what's happening as far as illegal immigration coming across the southern border over the last few months.
Just this morning, I read that on average during the entire 4 years of the Biden administration, it was almost 5,500 people who crossed that border illegally every single day. In the entire month of July, I think it was July, maybe it was June, it was 4,000. So obviously, a total of 4,000. So obviously, the border is effectively closed. All it took was 6 months and the will to follow the law as it has been written by Congress, and look what we've been able to do. What does that change? It changes the issues associated with crime. It changes the issue associated with human trafficking and drug smuggling. I mean, it is absolutely an enormous development. And I was watching the news again this morning, and a comment that was made, which I thought was a very good one, by Trey Gowdy, which is, we're not the only country in the world to provide asylum. These people are traveling through country after country after country after country to get here. And they're doing that in large part because of our welfare system. So there are other places that if these people really truly believe, truly had a fear, if they truly were legitimate asylum seekers, there are many countries that they're hopscotching over to get to the United States and come across our border. So we need to be thinking about that. We need to make sure that we're doing legal immigration, and we need to stop this nonsense of the illegal immigration.
Congressman, anything else you would like to mention that you've been working on that you'd like to discuss while we have you?
Well, it's just wonderful to be back in Wyoming. It's been a beautiful time here. I've been able to spend some time with my family as well as getting out and doing more town halls. I have one more town hall to do for the year. That will be in Teton County. It's kind of tough to get the space that you need in Teton County for a town hall during the summer months. So we'll be doing that later this year, but I finished two more this week with Converse County and Natrona County. I did Fremont County last week. Great feedback, discussions with the citizens of Wyoming, and it's really been a delightful time to be out traveling around.
As you've gone to these town halls, what appears to be a recurring theme or issue? What are the people of Wyoming most concerned about right now that you hear in these town halls?
So it's kind of funny. As the news cycle changes, so do the things that they want to talk about. So for a while, it was that in the reconciliation, it was the allegation that in reconciliation, we destroyed Medicaid. Well, now that that's all been debunked and the facts are contrary to what some of the propaganda was out there, they no longer want to talk about Medicaid. So it just kind of changes depending upon where you are. Obviously, they do want to talk about affordability. We continue to talk about energy production. I continue to explain the reconciliation package because there's an awful lot of moving parts related to that. So that's something that I focus on as I go to my town halls. I want people to understand what we did and why we did it. So that just seems to be one that is important just to make sure that people understand what we did in terms of immigration reform and border security. What did we do in terms of energy, unleashing our energy industries? So that's what I continue talking about as I travel.
U.S. Congresswoman Harriet Hageman this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Congresswoman, thank you again for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.